Would you call it anything different if it's on a factory?
Yeah, you would.
Well, if you think of it, you can stop me, okay? What do you call the open place, kind of in front of the fireplace out here? It's just, it's usually brick or something like that, and it's just open right in front of the fireplace.
Hearth?
A what?
Hearth.
Okay. What do you call the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood on? Sometimes they have these decorative brass or...
I think they say something like dog ears.
Anything else?
Great.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay. let's see. Okay, what do you call that up above there that you put things on?
I call it mantle.
Okay. Sometimes when people had to depend on a fireplace for heat, they would put like a great big log, big thing with the bark on it in the back of the fireplace, mm-hmm. and kind of bank the fire up against it, and then they'd get up in the morning and the heat would be reflecting back out into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that big piece of wood that they put in the back?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, when I was a little girl, they called it a chunk of wood.
Okay. All right, anything else?
A log.
Okay.
Usually it was a green piece of wood.
A what?
A green piece. Because it didn't burn as long, as fast. It's the dried out pieces.
Yeah. Did you all have a stove in your house, or did you use a fireplace for heat, or what?
Well, it's weird. I was born with gas, but I was raised with wood.
Isn't that funny? Okay. Okay. Since you all know about this, then. What do you call those little sticks and things that you use to start the fire with?
We call them chips.
Okay, anything else? Have you ever seen the kind of stuff that, like if you get, we don't have too many pine trees around here, but say you get some kind of softwood tree, like a pine tree, and split it open, and a lot of times you can just use the wood just right out of the tree, and, you know, for to start the fire. Have you ever seen anything like that? Did y'all have a name for that?
Oh, you mean something like this, sort of like a rosin or something that was inside the tree?
Yeah, like a what?
Seemed like they called it rosin or rosin or something.
I'm talking about just the woody part. Just wood. Splinters.
Like it. Oh, yeah.
The splinters and wood. Did you have a name for anything like that?
No, because, no more than chips, because they would buy a cart of wood.
Uh-huh.
And they would have a man to come and cut it up.
Uh-huh.
Saw it off.
Uh-huh.
And, then my father would take so much of it and just, you know, split it open. And you'd get a lot of the splinters and chips. And we call them chips.
Uh-huh.
We'd take that and put it over to the side, you know.
Yeah.
This is what we would take to get with the paper.
Yeah.
To get the fire going.
Yeah. Would you use old newspapers or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.